As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fly ball to left field.
Yes, sir. It's that time of the week. Michael McHenry is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. And also, you can see him right on our YouTube channel. There he is. Where are you right now, Michael?
I'm in Greenville, Tennessee, in the backwoods.
What are you doing?
I'm here coaching in the Appalachian League for a week with Jack Wilson and Tyke Redmond.
Awesome.
Some former Pirates, yeah.
Two of my all-time favorite Pirates, Jack Wilson and Tyke Redman.
Right?
Yes. Jack Wilson, where is Jack Wilson's kid is doing well, isn't he?
Oh, incredible. Yeah, he's got to be a front runner right now for the rookie of the year in the American League. I think he's still hitting 350.
That is awesome. Tyke Redman.
Yeah, 200 and something at bats in. That's incredible, right?
I know. He just rocketed through their system. That's phenomenal.
So what happens when you hit 400 in the minor leagues? They're going to tell you. Right? Like, oh, you need to develop a little bit more. It's like, bro, I'm hitting 400. I think I'm good.
Right. I think he's good. And Tyke Redmond, he was just one of my all-time favorites. I imagine he's coaching. What else? Where does he live these days?
So they both live out in Arizona full-time. And they're out here in Greenville, Tennessee for, I think it's a little over 8 weeks. And Tyke's going to be at first base. I'll be at third base for the first, I think, 8 games. And Jack's the manager, so it's a lot of fun. We have a really cool pitching coach. He coached out in Pueblo, Colorado. His name's J-Mo. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's really cool. Well, I wanted to start today with that game on Friday night, and I'm sure I wasn't the only one, and you were intimately involved. I thought of Jerry Meals. Like, are you kidding me? Oh. Did this just happen? Henry Davis, with the bases loaded, has a really good at-bat in the end because he drew a walk until he didn't. What happened there, and what were your feelings while you were watching it, Michael?
I was really mad, honestly. And usually I can keep my cool with that because they're human beings. But the moment, I think the moment brings a whole different emotion. I'm sure you felt it too. Henry Davis, you know, had a good series prior to that. He had an incredible bat, and that changes the entire outcome of the game like it did with Jerry Mills. And I think the fact that these guys that are umpiring just show no, like, ability to be like, I'm wrong, is really bothering me.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're human beings too, and they are incredible at what they do. I mean, getting behind the plate, not knowing what the guy's throwing, and being about 95% right on average as a big league umpire behind the plate is incredible. And they're trying to get, you know, we're trying to deceive them as catchers. I'm fluffing them, trying to get them to call more strikes. So, like, I get it, But in those moments, that's where the challenge system's got to come to play. And it really frustrates me more and more that they practiced it. They tried it out in spring training. Oh, it went great, blah, blah, blah. Well, why aren't we using it?
Right.
You know, it's been years, right? I'm not about the whole automated system. I love the challenge system. But where is it? What are we waiting on? Because that literally changed that entire game. And if you win 5-6 strikes as the opposing team, think about the bats you're turning over. I mean, take O'Neill Cruz, right? From a 2-1 count to a 1-2 count. It's a big difference. The numbers are almost staggering. So, I mean, it's a huge play, and I really want it to change because it'd be so good for baseball.
Yeah, you could see Don Kelly, and I'm not a professional lip reader, but he was clearly saying to Jimenez, the home plate umpire, do you care? Do you care? And he was just sort of – the ump was just blankly staring back and doing nothing. And then the crew chief, Andy Fletcher, came in, and he was all hot and bothered. And then we saw Kutch's reaction. What did you think of that? He just stared at Jimenez for like a whole inning.
I loved it. I mean, there was a point last year where he was one of the most unluckiest players when it came to balls called strikes. And I came up in an era, and the best way to put it is, when I faced Chipper Jones, he had a different strike zone than I did, right? And that was just well known, right? Because the umpire, in their minds, right, these younger umpires, be like, if he took it and it was close, it had to be a ball. It's Chipper Jones, right? 20 years in, he's got it figured out. And they even would tell you that. Like, he ain't the same as you, McHenry. I'm like, oh, okay, yes, sir. And I don't necessarily love that, but I do want him to get it right. And I don't want him to be so prideful that they can't say, I was wrong.
Yeah.
You know, I messed up. That doesn't make you feel better. It doesn't help the outcome of the game. Jerry did that from the Atlanta, but it does have some gratification in the sense of like, okay, cool. I appreciate that because that at least shows that you care about getting it right. And I think that's to Donnie's point. These younger guys really just, it seems like they have no emotion about it except the wrong emotion. That's I'm right, you're wrong, shut up, and you're out of here. Like, why can't Donnie throw him out? Ever thought about that? Like, you stink. You're out of here, right?
Well, was it a minor league guy? There was somebody in the minors, or was it a major league guy who threw out, who tried to throw out the umpires like a week ago? Did you see that? He's like, you're out of here.
He threw out all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
So good.
Kutch said after the game that you have to earn those calls. Do you believe that, Michael? You were talking about individuals. Does that go for teams too, where if you're one of the teams struggling in the game compared to, you know, the Yankees, do you think sometimes that gets in umpires' heads?
I do. I think also like fan bases can get in the umpires' heads because they hear it, right? They have rabbit ears. Whether they want to pretend like they don't, they hear things. You're like, how did that dude hear it and focus on the pitch? There's no chance, right? My mom could be telling me, like, I'm not okay, and I'm locked into the game, I wouldn't hear her. And these guys hear everything. So it's kind of wild to me, but yeah, Kutch is exactly right. That's something else I missed. Like, I used to take pride in keeping the ball off the umpire. I'd walk up to him, shake his hand, say, welcome to the safest place on the planet. Because I wanted him to know that I'm going to throw my body in front of every single ball, and then if I did it enough, I'd be like, hey, man, I've been protecting you all day. Like, stay down here with me. And you got respect from that. That's dead because it's right or wrong. But then if they're wrong, they won't say they're wrong, which is really bothersome to me. And that's the really big thing to me. Like, I like the old game where, like, you earn some things. Guy with incredible control, he's not in the same area. Okay, that's pretty cool. I'm gonna venture out a little bit. Guy talks smack in the box. That zone just got bigger. You know what? I think it's fun. I think it's part of the game. But what it is right now, it's driving me insane.
Did the crowd affect Cueto when he dropped the ball?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think the only mistake we made was never signing him here just for fun.
I agree with that.
That would have been great.
That would have been tremendous.
Gotten a chant every time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
Tell us about Russell Martin. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but you mentioned that crowd can affect an umpire. Yeah. For some reason, Cueto came in, and then I mean, between you and Russell, there can't have ever been a more positive energy catching duo in the history of the game. He was an interesting character, wasn't he?
He was different. He was different in a good different. And I think that was the coolest part about him, because it, you know, when he came in, I had the thought that, like, I was going to come in. They were trying to get John Jaso, and then Russell Martin came in. We always go for the better player. Well, he came in and he wanted to prove something, and what better place, right? What I loved about Russell is he came in and he put his arm around me. He's like, "It's us. Let's win." And I was like, "Yeah, let's win. It's us." Knowing that he was going to play as much as humanly possible, he always was asking me questions about hitters. I was in every single meeting and ran the meetings early on. And then it was just like, "What do you got? What do you see?" And he was always in constant communication. And I think that's just because he was such a winner. And that's something maybe isn't talked about enough, but he genuinely just wanted to win every single pitch. Mm. You know, and that's, I think, something I can respect for the rest of my life, when a guy walks in and you know he wants to win every pitch of every at bat when he's playing. So, yeah, I really enjoyed having Russell Martin. I learned a lot by watching him, and he respected, you know, my expertise and what I was good at. And I did the same thing, and I think that's the best way to go about it when you're kind of a partnership, because we just had one goal, and that's a win.
You mentioned Jaso. How about him? What a character he was. I think he was, last I heard, he was living on a boat somewhere, like a real pirate. What do you remember
Probably
about him?
Probably the least surprising thing ever, right? Right? He's like our Jack Sparrow. Like, I would right. be surprised to see him in flip-flops running across a bridge and people chasing him, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, he was great. He was a really good player. I think maybe underrated. I don't know how much he loved the game, but, like, he genuinely loved hitting, and he was a good player, and he was super unique. That's what I love about baseball. You go into a locker room, you don't know what you're going to get. Mm. And some of the, like, weirdest and coolest people you ever meet in the world play baseball just because they're good at it, but, like, their whole life is completely different. Like, you could never expect it.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So
that's great. The thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves me cold with sadness. Go ahead.
Michael, Bob Walk. Michael liked that one. Bob Walk said something on Friday that I thought was kind of fascinating, that he would rather know who the home plate umpire was than even the team that he was playing on a given night. Do you feel a similar way when you were out there playing?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. Like, we used to take like journals on it. Now they have the actual like stats, and they have the hot cold zones. Yeah, because you want to know their temperament. You know, let's be honest. It's like courting a girl in high school. You're trying to get that date. All I'm trying to do is get the strikes. And I want to use everything to my advantage as a catcher. So, yeah, you want to know his name, and then you want to get to know him. And I'm still close with some of the guys that, you know, were behind me. I mean, you talk to these guys for 3 hours, 3.5 hours throughout the game, and you get to know them. Like, I still love Teddy Barrett, and we talk probably every couple months on Facebook, and we have each other's number, and, you know, he's just a good human being. And he was always fair and honest with you. So, yeah, you wanted to know those guys. You want to know them well. And some guys you just could not push. Other guys you could. And you had to play that game.
Micah McHenry on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's a Skeens night, and that's an event, Michael. I mean, honestly, every time that dude takes the mound, I feel like there's a chance for a no-hitter, a perfect game, at the very least a shutout. I think he's had one earned run on him in the last two starts. What are you seeing here, and what do you expect tonight?
The unexpected. I mean, so I'm here coaching, right, and evaluating pitchers, trying to stack them up, where they're going to fit in the bullpen, where they're going to be as starters. And I really love evaluating and seeing how I can help kids. And every time I watch the game, guys, that's how I kind of go about the pre and post. And then I make the show after that, but I'm always evaluating. What are they doing well? Why are they doing? Why aren't they doing this? How would I get this guy out if I was catching with him? It's like, what are we going to do today? Like, I feel like Buddy the Elf. I genuinely do. I'm watching him like, okay, oh, he's got that down and away fastball. Is he going to ride it up too? And then sure enough, he'll start throwing in a pitch. I'm like, how did that come to be? Where did that come from? So I'm learning as I'm watching him every time. So it's excitement. And I genuinely hope he does something weird every time. You know, like, he didn't have a changeup last time. I just feel like he's like, oh, well, my changeup wasn't good last time. Need to get below the zone. I'm going to throw that today. That's how good he is. But I think if you watch his starts, the one commonality over the last probably five is the swing and miss. It's been back, and yeah. I think it's because his arm's up a little bit. He's got more life at the top of the zone, and he wasn't getting the same type of swing and miss, and that changes everything for me. I don't know if I ever told you guys this. I hit off of him, off the traject in the spring training facility, and it mind-boggled me where he releases it from to where it goes, that goes up and away from me as a hitter. I don't know how it hit it without a paddleboard. I really don't. Like, it just looks so far away and so impossible.
That is incredible. Yeah, well, that brings
he's
up.
He's incredible.
He really is. And it brings up another question when you were talking there. How do you know on a given night to discard a pitch? Like, you know what? Your changeup isn't here tonight, or the curveball ain't working. How many can you tell after, you know, one or two attempts at it? Or when do you and the pitcher make the decision, yeah, just forget about that pitch tonight?
So it depends on the guy. But with that being said, it's really, I'm going to push Skeens aside because he's different. But like Mitch Keller, for example, if he didn't have his sweeper, it's a pitch he needs. So how can I mix it in to allow him to get the confidence and the feel for it where he's not going to get hurt? So you kind of balance that game. And then before the game even starts, when I did my scout reports, I said, hey, here's where you want to miss with this pitch. So be over aggressive with your changeup, right? Knowing that that's his fourth pitch, that's what I kind of do as the game unfolded. If I know a guy's fastball isn't there, I'm going to give him more window to miss. You know, where most guys think about, oh, I need to get him back in the zone. I'm like, all right, well, the zone has just shifted because he's yanking his fastball. I'm going to shift the zone over. So his middle of the plate just changed. And a lot of times, this is the craziest part, is they don't know. Like, guys don't see the shape of their pitches. They don't see what's happening. Unless the hitter gives them some type of feedback, guys may not see their sinker moving. They may think it's sinking, it's actually cutting. Well, instead of playing that out, I'm like, let's just play the cut. You know, let's have a little fun with this. And a lot of times that'll throw off big league hitters more than anything because they've never seen it. Like, when did he get a cutter? I'll never forget a game in San Fran right before Tyler Matzek got the yips. He could not throw his fastball for strikes. The slider was absolutely insanely good below the zone, but he could throw that for strikes. But he could throw his changeup. And we threw it 64 times and won that game.
Wow.
And he threw it maybe 3% of the time. But it was just like a feel. Like, I had to get him in the zone. But there, I never forget Buster Posey. Like, when did he get this sinker? I'm like, he's just been working on a lot. You know, new pitch for him. Pretty good, huh? So the next time we faced him, like, he had no clue what was going to come. So you just use what the day gives. And I just manage the personality. Because not throwing it away, it's like, can he handle it if we throw it away? And there's certain guys like, shoot, they'll figure it out with one pitch. Other guys, you've got to massage it and be like, yeah, it's pretty good today. Let's just focus on maybe missing at 54 feet. You know, they're like, okay, yeah, we'll do that. I'm like, yeah, because we don't want to throw it anywhere near the zone because it's not moving. You know, so it's having fun with it.
Good stuff. Michael McHenry is with Tyke Redmond and Jack Wilson. Did you say in Greenville, North Carolina?
South or Tennessee. I'm in Greenville, Tennessee.
Greenville, Tennessee.
Right in the middle of the mountains, baby.
So when you guys are doing your instructional stuff there and you're all together, are you staying together in a big house? Do you cook dinner for those guys? Do you have your own hotel rooms? Do you hang out? What happens after the instructional stuff with you three?
So you're going to love this. I'm staying in a dorm.
Wow.
Full circle, 40-year-old. It's like old school. Like, I got my own dorm.
That's awesome.
Kind of cool. Yeah. There's a lot of big league coaches, and we're all joking around about it. The guys that played in the big leagues that, you know, coach, a lot of them are a lot older, and they're just, you know, coming back to get a little bit of baseball taste. And a bunch of our jokers like, yeah, I got my wife and my dog in the dorm. I was like, I do too. It's just great, right?
That
it's
is
full
great.
Circle.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it, man. And tell Jack Wilson and Tyke Redmond that Pittsburgh says hello to them.
I will. I've heard so many great Pittsburgh stories. Everybody that played in that generation, even before, even though they didn't win, did they talk about how much they love the city and how much they love their teammates?
Yes.
I think that's just the epitome of what I feel about Pittsburgh, because it really is a great place. So
awesome
stuff.
Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah.
Talk to you next week.
Absolutely.
That was incredible, Limits, was it not?
Very good stuff. Really good insight on everything with the ABS system and the way that catchers react. And that's one thing with what Bob Walk said last week that was fascinating that I was curious to hear Michael's reaction to.
Some of those Pirates teams were likable. I forget what year it was, but they had Reggie Sanders and Kenny Lofton, Matt Stairs, I think Jack Wilson, Craig Wilson. They were okay. They were likable. They were watchable those years. You weren't even born yet, were you?
What year was that?
I don't know.
No, Jack Wilson was here when I was alive.
2003? I don't know. When did Reggie Sanders play here?
I would have been two at that time.
Playing in your little rock box, I imagine.
Not even. I would not have even been old enough for the rock box. I would have been eating the rock box probably at 2 years old. I wouldn't be allowed in.
2003. Look what Reggie Sanders did here. Oh, my God. I forgot about this. In 2003, listen to this, Limits. Reggie Sanders, in 453 at-bats, had 31 home runs here. 87 RBIs and a 913 OPS.
Wow.
Holy bird milk. And then he got traded to St. Louis or signed there. I don't know. Just 1 year here. It wound up being the best year of his career. Right here. Maybe the second best year of his career. Can you believe that one?
No.
I bet your dad went to games that year.
I'm sure he did.
I love Reggie Sanders.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So the Apple TV broadcast from MLB Network is on right now of Yankees and Dodgers. And there's something that just infuriates me. In the bottom of the corner, it says, Michael Conforto, home run probability, 2%. Why do we need that up there on the screen?
I kind of like that, Limits. You don't?
No, I don't like that at all.
They're just throwing little stats at you on the screen. I enjoy that. I thought you would as a stats geek,
no.
A stats nerd.
I don't think too much into the stats. I don't try to have paralysis by analysis with the numbers.
I mean, it's just a little number they threw on the screen. I would like to see, like, this guy against that guy in their careers?
Sure.
What about things like that?
You can throw that up there.
Why do you object to the home run probability?
Why does there have to, or like win probability? It's the seventh inning, and ESPN on Sunday Night Baseball used to always put win probability 59% for this team. Like Miguel Rojas, hit probability 22%. Well, he just grounded out. So,
right. Which is that's what the probability said he would do. Why are you being so mean to Apple TV?
I don't need to see all that. It's not just Apple TV. A lot of places are embracing that. I don't like it. I don't need to see that number.
You seem angry today. Is it your sinuses?
Yeah. I had a really good kick of about 2 hours from like 11 to 1. I was like really humming.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to come down to earth a little bit.
That's okay. Yeah. Listen.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.